stuff from place to place. I appreciate them. I know we have a lot of folks who drive 18-wheelers that listen to the show.
What do you mean the trucking thing?
They drive side by side. I got stuck behind two guys who are 18-wheeler drivers, tractor-trailer drivers, side by side for about 10 miles yesterday on I-30 coming back from Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why? Why would you want to drive next to another 18-wheeler? I can understand the deal. I don't like it when they do it, but when they cut off traffic, when people are flying by, sneaking in before there's a one-lane deal, I understand all that. That's a unity thing,
yeah.
And you're trying to keep those guys from screwing you over, moving back in the pack. At the end of the day, it probably doesn't matter that much, but I understand that part of it.
Sure.
Why you'd want to drive side-by-side again with another 18-wheeler, I have no idea.
Are there any truckers out there listening that can explain?
I don't get it. And the last thing I don't get, and it happens every time I go to Oaklawn, I don't have a problem with it per se, I just don't understand it, and it's not the only place it happens. It happens at restaurants. It happens at many country clubs around the country. It happens all over the world. I don't get it, though, the bathroom attendant. There are many things in this world I need help with. That's not one of them. And it's like, it's always and they're always very pleasant, and it's always, here's a paper towel. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I feel like that's a product of a bygone era, though. Like, there had to have been some use for it. And you know, somebody to give you a little spray of cologne on your way out or you know, whatever the case.
If you just leave it all out there.
But don't you feel bad about the whole tip thing? Do you ever leave one?
Yeah,
you
I kind of
have to, right?
Sometimes I do.
If I have money.
Especially if I'm in a fancy restaurant and I'm already blowing more cash than I need to anyway. If I'm already paying like $70 for a $30 steak, I have no problem with it.
Okay.
What's one more dollar?
Sure.
But typically what happens,
if you don't carry cash, don't you feel terrible? Don't you feel, I feel bad.
Take credit card?
That's what I yeah. No thanks, I don't need any help washing my hands.
I brought this up
not
to somebody.
If you're going to tip, then do you make him go the extra mile for it a little bit? I mean, it has to be more than just handing you a towel.
You know what I'm going to do next time? I'm just going to walk over, and I'm just going to go like this. I'm going to hold my arms out. Be like, wipe my hands off, and then we'll go. Somebody said you should put them in the test. You should call them in the bathroom to help you out in there.
Oh, no.
Hey, I can't reach. Can you help?
See,
it's earning it. That's a $20 tip minimum, I'm thinking.
Minimum.
At that point.
Oh,
but, yeah, look, if you're handing me a bottle of Brut 33 to try to clean up my act a little bit, I don't know if I can tip you for that.
You know, if they handed me something when I walked in, like a glass of scotch or something, as I walk in, then I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a great experience.
You light my cigar.
or even on the way out.
Yeah, on the way out, that's fine, too. Yeah.
You give me a glass of scotch, you light my cigar, and you get the lint off my smoking jacket while I'm at the track in the bathroom, you're getting a huge tip, bro. I'm totally cool with that. I just don't get it.
You brought your smoking jacket for your MC duties tonight, right?
No, actually, I brought obnoxious pants. I hope everybody can hear me tonight over my pants.
Well, those are something.
They are something.
I don't know what they are, but they're something.
They are something.
Christina, help you pick those out.
No, I actually have. I found a couple of pairs of these obnoxious Nike pants. They're kind of...
That sums them up pretty well.
Well, I have these other ones that have like green and purple in them. I wore them to a UCA playoff game last year, and then we lost. So
did
those
you
are never
them?
Coming out again. No. They're still laying in my closet. I paid good money for those, Chris. I don't make big TV money.
I would burn them.
I'm principled.
Superstitious.
I'm lucky Clint Conk didn't come upstairs in the booth and burn them while I was wearing them. I guess he's assuming that my pants didn't have a whole lot to do with the game. So I appreciate that. By the way, UCA is playing at home this weekend. And did you see?
Yes. It made the front page of Yahoo Sports.
How about that? 30-0, Corey, if you missed it. UCA beat poor Grambling. Grambling, we were talking about Louisville. Louisville has had a great run. So has, there's another school we were talking about the other day, Stony Brook. The team that beat LSU to make it to the World Series last year.
Yep.
They had a playoff team in football. Their basketball team made the NCAA tournament this year. They've had a great run lately. However, at the other end of the spectrum is Grambling. Their basketball team didn't win a game.
No.
Their football team stunk, and their baseball team got beat 30-0.
Can only go up
from here. They just want to forget this year.
Terrible. Okay, we have 10 things. Let me get these calls in real quick, and then we got to take a timeout and get Jeff in. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Oh, I was just going to comment on your situation. You were talking about getting stuck behind two 18-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is, now, if it's a privately owned truck, I doubt that it is, but a lot of these company-owned vehicles are governed at different speeds. And a lot of them, you know, one will try to go around the other one, and, you know, they're maxed out, and they get hung up, you know, beside each other because one can't let off because he's got traffic behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem. You've got a lot of these big rigs governed, which means, you know, they can't go but so fast.
Right.
They're regulated.
And I understand that, but, like, for 10 miles, I'm thinking after 5 miles, you're going, you know what? I just can't get around this dude. I'm gonna tone it back just a hair. And one thing I've never done is run up the backside of an 18-wheeler.
That's probably not a good idea.
So if you slow down, I'm sure the car behind them will slow down, and then you can slide in behind them and let traffic go around you.
Did it ever cross your mind that they're just doing it because you're behind them?
There is no question.
They might know.
Yes, because I'm that egocentric, I think everyone's out to get me, including Ben and Conway, who hit me on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback earlier.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Appreciate that. I don't know about the governor. That's a hard one. If Mike Beebe's in front of me, that's a governor I'll wait for, but I don't want to wait for the governor on the 18-wheeler. Cody.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, I do appreciate truckers. Let me say that for the record.
Hey, I appreciate it, although I'm one myself, but I do appreciate them myself. I mean, these guys work day in and day out, stay away from their family and stuff to get our goods where they need to go. But
that's right.
I was going to let you know, if you's coming back from Hot Springs, I know it's kind of hilly up through there, and that don't help matters any. Because, you know, like I said, we'll get beside one, like the last caller said, that, you know, you get home behind one. But I'm like you for 10 miles. I don't, it's hard to say that Boobies was not involved in this, these drivers' actions. I don't know if, you know, or maybe showing, you know, dirty magazines to one another or something, but anyway. But yeah, I don't know, but anyway. But yeah,
have you seen this one? It's a good one. Pick this one up, boy.
Yeah. But like you said, some trucks are governed, and sometimes going up and down hills, you know, they're trying to pass the other driver and this and that. But if you're on a flat land and they're doing that, they're probably just doing it just to be third heads.
All right.
But
thanks,
have a good
Cody.
Cody, best call ever. I appreciate it. You know what? I always assumed that was going on up there. I know they're playing games with each other in some fashion.
Confirmed.
I just didn't know for a fact until I got it from an actual trucker. That is beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Well, join us out here at the First Tee of Central Arkansas, a day at the Masters, and we'll update you on the scores. At least Chris Kane will. He's going to earn his keep when we come back. We're going to talk to Jeff Money Taylor after the break as well. I appreciate his patience. Sorry we got a little behind there. We were there yesterday for the Derby draw, which was awesome, and we had a late ad, Divine Ambition. Is it ambitious enough to get there first? Get Jeff's thoughts on this. And a big day at the track today. We have a $100,000 purse up for grabs. I believe it's the Carousel Stakes today is the feature at Oaklawn Park. All of that coming up with Jeff Money Taylor. Also, our friends from Cajuns are in the house, so busy.